You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
We've seen what you can do. God of wonders, your power has no end. The things you've done before, in greater measure, you will do again. 'Cause there's no...
Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Hello, I'm Charles Stanley. God is amazing in so many ways. One that still leaves me in awe is the fact He's always available to us. When you listen to In Touch, I pray you're encouraged to spend quality time alone with God. We'll study His Word for ways to help you enjoy a more intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. We're always in touch when we walk close to God and understand His will for our lives.
In Touch, heard daily at 8:05 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO.
And we welcome you to Wednesday Live. And with me in the studio today, I have three friends. And we're going to have a great day today.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have Aiden.
Hi.
Good to see you, Aiden.
Good to see you, too.
Good to have you back. This is week two to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And you are now in school?
Yes, I am.
In school. And so I know that this is a little stretch. How do we call this? Is this part of the educational process, or is this part of the recreational side of school?
Well, CC, like I've said kind of before, is flexible to some point, and
okay,
I believe it is also you get to research in what you enjoy.
Okay,
this is something that,
so you can work it into that.
Yeah, something
good deal.
That kind of interests me.
Good deal.
Oh, cool.
Welcome, Miss Karen. Karen Hubbard is here, and David Francoeur is here.
I truly am, yes.
Excellent,
as much of me as I could bring
you could bring along. Well, that's all great. Now, did you all have any mail? I was out yesterday, so I didn't find any mail this morning.
I didn't
any
see
prayer
any,
requests or anything that came in.
Nothing.
I have
I'm
not
aware
seen
of.
Any either.
No.
Okay. Well, I think maybe we covered the most recent mail the other day, because we'd missed some and we went back on the air last Wednesday later in the day. But we are continuing to pray for our friends that are in Louisiana.
That's right.
And also Afghanistan certainly needs a lot of prayer at this time as well.
Amen.
And so why don't we just take a moment to lift up those areas. David, you want to lead us in opening prayer?
Certainly. Hi, Lord God, we come before you humbly and joyously.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are a loving God, and you are God, you are perfect, you are wondrous, you are all-powerful, all-knowing, all-present, all over the world, everywhere at once. And Father, it's amazing to us, such an awesome God would want to be having a personal relationship with us. But yet you do, and it's out of that, Lord, that our hearts cry for those that do not know you, and we pray for them today, that those who are at a distance from you, you would draw them close to you and inspire them with your love, your desire to be intimate in that sense of being close, so close to you that they're in you and you are in them, as Jesus promises us when we receive him. And Father, in our hearts are crying out to you as joining the people in the world as we consider the damage and destruction in Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle and other places where Ida has gone through. Father God, there are places that have been totally decimated. And you, of course, know that, Father. We pray for all those people, displaced, powerless, hungry and thirsty. We pray that you would meet their needs, Father, both in the natural and in the spiritual, as your Spirit moves over those places, Father. We pray for Afghanistan. Lord, where do we begin? We grieve with the families of those who have lost loved ones, American soldiers of all the branches of the service who have given up their lives, most recently, as people have been evacuated. Oh, Father, we pray for the devastation and the ongoing and overwhelming resurgence of evil in that land. And we just simply hold it all up to you. Father, we have no words to petition you except that your perfect love and your most loving presence would fall upon those people. Your Holy Spirit would move among them. And Father, that those people who have come to Christ in that land will not be lost, and that you will watch over them, protect them, and even grow the church in this season of that resurgence of evil. Oh, Father, bless our time here at Wednesday Live, that we would serve you also and edify and excite and pass on your word to those that are listening today. For it's all in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, it's a good thing to be able to pray one for another, and certainly that is appropriate for us to do that.
Amen.
And right now, we are hopeful to get our brother John Nelson on the phone. Do we have a good contact with you, John?
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, we are so glad to have you joining us by phone. I know you're a busy man, and I know that some things have changed a little bit in your schedule and in your ministry. First, just tell us who you are, what you do, and then let us know what's going on.
First, I need to apologize because I could have sworn when we talked the other day that it was next Wednesday, and that's what I put in my appointment book. But
well, you can come back then, too.
But I am getting old.
You're getting just older, anyway, just a little older.
Yeah,
just a little. I'm John Nelson. I'm the founder and CEO of FamiliesRecover.org. We're a drug and alcohol prevention and education entity for 10 years here on the Treasure Coast. We are a 501c3, and we've actually added human trafficking awareness into the mix. So that kind of covers where we're at today.
John, we have some background noise. Is that speakerphone or it's coming through kind of loud?
I think it was my fan.
Your fan,
is that
okay.
Better?
That's a lot better. Thank you.
I'm glad you have at least one fan, John. You
have four. Oh, no.
Wow. No.
You have at least four here in the studio.
No.
You must be wow. Talking about my new puppy pit bull I've had for 7 months.
Oh, wow. Well,
you guys are a tough crowd today.
John, that's what happens, you know, when we get to feel like we kind of know you a little bit. We treat you like family.
Amen.
Well, we love it.
Good deal.
I got big shoulders. Remember, I'm a Motor City guy.
Yeah, that's right.
I got to be able to take it back when we return a little bit of that, you know.
Okay. All right. Good deal. All right. So you are with FamiliesRecover.org, and we had some plans on the table. We've been talking about it over the last several weeks, and you're going to give us an update on where we are now, because it seems that from what you're telling me, maybe God and some other circumstances may have shifted things a bit.
Well, you know, we've done golf tournaments for 8 years at PGA National. And right after the Honda Classic, and over the last 2 years, last year COVID kind of canceled everything, so we just kind of forgot about it. This year, we had some great friends, Bob Elsari over there at Club Med Golf Course. We were trying to restart the fact that maybe we could get a golf tournament underway this year. You know, I've been swimming against the current with this nonprofit for a little while. I'm almost embarrassed to say it, but, you know, God has plans for us, and unless you listen, you know, I had so much resistance. We as a entity, it just wasn't coming together in a good timeline, and we've decided that maybe golf tournaments are something that we could put off for a couple of years, and we're going to put a little more focus into the education of human trafficking amongst kids. And the funding that's going to come behind that will be, we've done heat bus trips with foster kids for years, and the heat are wonderful. They supplied the bus for a lot of years, and you know, it's a great way to get 50 to 100 people down into an event all at once, and they make that possible, and then of course our donations help with that. So we're going to probably, for the next little while, concentrate on putting together our seminar for kids in schools that's going to be nationally recognized and approved by SAMHSA. And we're just going to continue to enjoy maybe two or three heat trips. And then we're looking at some other grant money and stuff. You know, the embarrassing part is I lay awake at night for so long. Why ain't this? Well, it's because it wasn't supposed to. So the relief factor comes in that, you know, it's finally come to my heart and soul that the golf tournaments is just something that isn't in the books right now. But I'm hard-headed. So, you know, we're excited about the Miami Heat, and we've helped a couple foster situations, and it's been thousands of kids, so... That's the direction we're going to go, and that's a lot easier to do. It doesn't take the planning of a golf tournament. So we're also working with some other stuff here locally. It's going to be News 5 here coming up pretty soon. Really can't go into great details about okay. that. But, you know, it's about making great, you know, are we making a difference or we're not? You know, you guys prayed in for Afghanistan. My son's best friend just got deployed over there. My son's worried sick. Mm. You know, God's got the plan.
Amen.
I don't have the plan. You know, I got a call from my daughter last night. I was expecting my first grandbaby, and she got a call that it ain't going so well. Mm. You know, and is it upsetting? Of course it is. But what is God's plan? So, you know, whether it's a national crisis or a personal crisis, I'm either going to swim with him or I'm going to swim against him. So... That kind of pretty much sums up where we're at these days.
All right. So is there anything our listeners need to know to connect with? Or are you just going to keep us updated on the next step? And as soon as you're ready, you'll call us back in.
We're putting together a flyer to go ahead and put out there. And okay. we're always looking for corporate sponsors. It's $75 a kid. That includes the bus, feeding them, and the trip down. The Miami Heat let them go down on the court, meet the players. After the game, they get to go and shoot a basket. So it's a pretty interactive event when it comes to... The Miami Heat are tremendous with kids. I mean, they're just tremendous with a lot of different nonprofits. But this will be our eighth year with them, and we're looking forward to it. So, you know, donations, our website's alive, familiesrecover.org. There is a PayPal donate button on there. My phone number's on there. We've had trouble with a website situation, so the website's getting ready to go active. Microsoft's working on that. I can build you a house, guys, but don't let me build you a website. And remember to laugh.
Yeah,
at the end of the day.
Yeah,
really.
Remember
at the end of the day, hug your wife, hug your kids, and thank God.
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. Well, that's important for us to get an update from you. We have Aiden, who is a young man that's with us today. And Aiden, you have any questions for John Nelson? He is involved in ministry to families and special need kids and such forth. Any question on your mind this morning? Any comment?
I think the basketball idea is especially great because there's so many kids right now, or I guess including me, who are into sports and watching that, and I think it's a great way to connect even and not sound, I don't want this to come off wrong, but like extra preachery, that makes them want to sit and like be lectured, because that's not what they want anymore. And the Miami Heat not only brings God, but it also brings something they're interested into the mix.
Yeah. Well, it's been our experience. We used to do the Miami Dolphins, and Bob from PGA, they're going to be implementing a program. The PGA nationally is really pushing a kids program. Club Med's going to have a lot of fun stuff for kids to get out there and golf, mostly for free. You know, and it's like you said, and that's key. Kids don't want to be preached at. Mm-hmm. But there is a way to bring an educational message through sports, mm-hmm. through animals. Yes. You know, I'm not just saying I know everything, but, you know, and you made a great point, and I really appreciate you bringing up that point. It's just, you know, we get a lot of parents to call, and their kids have been in a dozen rehabs, and, you know, kids don't want to be preached at. Mm-hmm. They just don't want, they want, educated, yes, but in a fun way. And that's one thing that we're working with the treatment centers with. So that was a very valid point, and I thank you.
So if I understood what you were saying, for $75, someone can sponsor one of these kids, and that covers any of the cost for the trip and all?
Yeah, it covers the food. It covers the bus. We try to give them a couple dollars. You know, one thing, we made a big mistake, and one of our biggest help comes from AmTrust Bank, which is New York Community Bank. 2 years ago, he came to me and said, you know, we're missing it a little bit. And I'm not that smart. I go, well, tell me what you're thinking. He goes, these kids are coming to a stadium event. They're watching all of these other kids buying sodas, buying a T-shirt, buying a hat. We need to try to give these kids a couple dollars. And he was right. So we actually give each kid a $20 bill. We don't care how they spend it. Mm. You know, you can take it home or you can go buy something. You know, it's just a learning experience on how to make that event. Then let them know that, listen, we know that you're in a situation, a battered family, a drug family, a jail family. I don't know what their situation is, but they ended up in foster care. Someone's trying to rebuild that situation. So helping them to feel a little bit better about themselves, you know, the trip was all great, but when we started adding a couple dollars in their pocket, it made it, you know, now they feel a part of. Nobody's going to judge them because they don't have a popcorn. So, and it, believe me, we made it think those things are easy, but when you're in a stadium event and you're surrounded by that many kids, it did make a big difference in their attitudes.
Wow.
You know, they felt a part of, not less than. They already feel less than. There's days I feel less than. So, you know, it's just learning and working with other nonprofits. We had talked, Jonathan, the other day. There's other nonprofits in the area. We've never been a selfish nonprofit. I don't believe that I'm ever leaving this planet financially rich from FamiliesRecover.org, and that's never the intention, but working with other like-minded people, you're trying to get the message out in the love of God and making a difference as a whole. So if there's any other nonprofits out there that are similar situated, you know, drugs, alcohol, foster kids, whatever the need is, you know, feel free to reach out to us.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Give the contact address one more time so people know where to go.
You can go www.familiesrecover.org, or you can go ahead and call me, 772-285-5828. Like I had said earlier, our something's going on with our web. Microsoft's working on that.
It'll be coming up.
We'll deliver that email address. But, you know, we're transparent. We're debt-free. Believe me. I don't know how, because our fundraising, you know, I know how, but our fundraising has been nil for 2 years.
Wow.
So the bills get paid and people get saved.
Well, that's awesome.
And Lord. Yeah.
That's what it's all about. John, thanks for the work you do in the kingdom, and thank you for letting us be partners with you. It's a pretty great thing, and that one of the things that we talk about around here and really look to see some progress in is that we do not forget the younger generation, and that we are actually sensitive to the wisdom of God to be able to reach them. And sounds like you have some great people working with you, and that's going to be happening here. So that's tremendous. That is tremendous.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to share with us?
I just want to apologize again. I did think it was next Wednesday.
That's okay, and, no problem.
But here we are, we're on the phone.
No problem. And listen, that lunch offer still stands, and looking forward to getting you and Mr. Michael connected maybe for a lunch at some point. So we'll talk.
Absolutely.
God bless.
Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day, John.
Have a great day.
Take care.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was excellent talking with Mr. John Nelson. And I thought your input was good, Aiden.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty excellent. And so we are going to look to get a hold of Missy from the Palm City Chamber of Commerce. And we had a great event, and maybe we'll just say a little bit about that in just a moment. Well, we'll see if we can get connected with her on the phone. Karen, why don't you give a little of the information of how people can get prayer requests, praise reports, and also what's coming up. We have a prayer and share coming up soon, and we want to get the numbers out and all that info.
Yes. If you have a prayer request, if you have a comment, if you have a question, anything that you'd like to bring to our attention, you can go to the website wcno.com and look under the prayer request forms, fill that out with your name, and then you can either ask for a prayer or just make a comment or a suggestion or anything that you'd like to talk to us about. We'd be happy to respond to that. And we have prayer and share,
and we just hopefully got a hold of Missy. Are you there?
Yes, hold on a second, though. This is Nikki, her other
Oh, hi, Nikki. Okay, let's get to Missy. Hi, Nikki. And Karen, we cut you off there a little bit, didn't we?
Hi there.
We got to hear a little bit of your phone system.
Sorry about that.
Now, this is Missy now, right?
Yes, this is Missy.
Okay,
yes.
Well, that we got to talk to Nikki a short time. Missy, what a great event this past weekend. Tell us how things went and what's on your mind this morning. I'm sure you're regrouping for some new great stuff.
Right. So it was a wonderful event. We were very happy with the turnout. There were probably several hundred people there, and everything looked beautiful, and it went really well. We were blessed with a little bit of a breeze, so that made it nice. I don't know about anybody else, but once I got my car to leave, it started raining, and I was like, oh,
immediately.
Glad we made that.
That's true. I mean, my wife commented on that. She said, just as soon as we got in the car, it started raining. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a blessing for sure. And that breeze right. was beautiful all morning.
Right. Yes, it was nice. So a lot of people were asking about us doing other events along Map Road, which we would like to do. We're looking at possibly doing a green market, farmers market, maybe once a month. The problem is trying to get everything organized right now. The Palm City Chamber today is launching a brand new website. So there's just two of us here working, and we're doing our best, but we're doing a lot right now. So we're going to try to get all of that going, but it might take us a little while. So we're hoping people will be patient with us, but we do look to doing some green markets. And then for the holidays, we're going to have a holiday village on Map Road right there at the patio, which is there at the place. And what we're looking at is designing, having local businesses design like a little house about 4 feet tall and putting lights on it. I suggested to one of the dentists, maybe they do a giant tooth, maybe a veterinarian does either a paw print or a giant dog bone, and then people can go during the month of December and take pictures and see how pretty everything looks. So we're going to have an event definitely on Wednesday, December 1st. That's a for sure, but hopefully we'll get some things done before that as well.
All right. Well, that sounds great. How many exhibits did you have? I saw quite a few. I did not even get away from our booth. In fact, 15 minutes after we started, we had already had so many people. It was amazing at our tables.
Right. So we the county offered to get 20 tents. So okay. Therefore, we had 20 vendors because that was how many tents. And Sunshine Land Design sponsored the tents. And then what we did is we opened it up to our Palm City businesses, obviously focusing on Map Road first and then any other Palm City business. So we had 20 vendors, including the Humane Society of the Treasure Coast and we had the Treasure Coast Wildlife Hospital. I don't know if you got to see some of the birds. They were fascinating. Then we had two little boys that were fishing, which was really cute, and they actually caught some fish, too. and then we had several local food trucks. We had Kona Ice, Jake's Atomic Cafe, and the Boys and Girls Club, which is now using a food truck to help certify their students in food prep. They have a chef, and that's a really great program. So we also opened it up to them as well. So, and then we had the car show. We had an antique car show.
That was neat.
There was a lot.
There was a lot going on, and I talked to some people that had driven in from Palm Beach and other areas because they heard about it, and it was a great family day for people to get out.
Right. Right, it was. And like I said, we were super lucky with the weather. And we would like to do these events starting maybe when it's a little bit cooler. So, and when you don't have to worry about a hurricane coming.
Yeah. So. There you go. There you go. Well, Missy, we would like to do a trade-off, and maybe we could figure out how to become members of the Palm City Chamber and exchange that for some airtime for you guys to keep our community and everybody around the county aware of what's going on in Palm City. So think about that and let us know.
Oh, of course we will do that. We're happy to do that with you.
All right. Fantastic. Yes. Well, we had a great, great time, and we wanted to just say a big thank you to you for letting us get out, and we totally enjoyed ourselves. It was a great day. I met a number of business owners, and that was very profitable, and I believe we developed a couple relationships that's going to continue as partnerships for the station. And so it was a great day, and I'm sure other businesses found the same.
Right, and that's what it's all about. You know, everything's about relationships and keeping things local, so that's what we're here to support. So that would be wonderful. So I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
All right, look forward to it. Blessings.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
All righty. Bye-bye.
That was an exceptional day.
It was exceptional. It was exceptional. Yeah. And Karen was busy down here holding body, soul, and the radio station together, right?
Well, I was making sure the air conditioning was working.
And I just realized we did not get a shirt for Aiden. And in the future, you know, we really would need, you know, an intern to assist us in these kinds of events, whether they're concerts or other things.
Exactly.
And it was kind of neat. She said hundreds came, and I'm sure that was the case.
Yeah. I would say over 1,000 at least. Well, of course, if you add several hundreds, you get 1,000.
Yeah, yes. Perhaps.
Yeah.
But
I just like the idea of the potential for growth here on Map Road. Because it, you know, you just think of Map Road, it's just a cut through, you know, just to go from Martin Highway to the other side, and but now people have a place to stop and walk and get ice cream over right near us.
And you know what, we have, of course, we're here as a Christian ministry, and then there's the church just down the street, Family Church. What's that? The name of that church just down the street from us.
Isn't Calvary Chapel down there? And
then there's a. No, we're talking about the assembly.
Right on,
assembly
of
Pastor
God
Russ.
Church. Yes, I mean there's.
Oh, right next door.
Several churches.
Faith
in
Family.
The area, but
I think it's Faith Family.
I think it's you know another one of those circumstances where God is bringing more people to the area, and we need to be out there.
Amen.
Doing ministry right on our own street.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And we choose to be out there because that's really what I think God wants the body of Christ to do more of, to get out, get acquainted
right,
with people.
Yeah.
I mean, how can we minister unless we get out there? And Aiden, I thought that was great input that you had in reference to the importance of being able to introduce the love of God.
Yes.
Maybe before we try to cram the hook down these kids' mouths, especially from abused families and such forth, and give them an opportunity to find out that God is a God of love, and he's also pretty cool.
Amen.
So that's a good thing. We're going to run to a PSA right now just to remind you all that this Wednesday Live program, as well as all of them, are brought to you in part by the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and we do appreciate their sponsorship. It is a great blessing and assist with covering the cost of this hour.
The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit-anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
And we are back. And thank you so much, Treasure Coast Christian Alliance, and we'll be keeping you posted on events that are coming up with them. And, of course, last week we gave you an update with some information from the Chauncey Crandall prayer event, which was tremendous,
that took place
at the hospitals down in Palm Beach County, and also there were some who gathered to pray in Martin County at the hospitals. And this is very important, and we want to make sure that we pray for all of our families impacted by COVID and other diseases before we close today. But right now, we want to welcome Sue Chess, and you are the executive grand presidential boss of CareNet Pregnancy, right?
I wouldn't call it that. I am the executive director. It's my joy to have been the executive director for 18 years.
So. 18 years.
Wow.
Did anything exist before that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, so you...
Oh, my, yeah. I love the fact that there's a continuing story of CareNet. I didn't start it.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it goes back a long, but 18 years is a pretty good period of time.
Yeah, I was there. It's been in existence for 30 years.
Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So you've been around for a good portion of it, and God has used you to do some tremendous things that is just growing the kingdom of God. It's really awesome. So I know you have some events coming up that we want to talk about, and we're probably going to be updating some of your promo spots that people will be hearing. So tell us what's happening that we need to know about.
Well, our 32nd annual fundraising banquet is coming up on September 23rd or 24th, and we'll be at the Mid-Florida Event Center again this year. Plenty of distance, social distancing, a possibility there. But it's going to be pretty amazing. Our guest speaker this year is Catherine Glenn Foster. She's the president and CEO of Americans United for Life. And I don't know if you know this or not, but Catherine, that organization, Americans United for Life, has been taking part in every single case that's gone before the Supreme Court since 1973, when abortion was legalized. So they've been around just about the longest of any pro-life organization out there.
That's huge.
And then I heard Catherine speak at an event that I was at and immediately approached her and said, please, can you come and be our banquet speaker? She was so encouraging, even in the midst of what's going on in our nation right now. A lot of people don't realize that there's good stuff happening on the state level.
Can you tell us a little of that today?
Well, there's just a lot of states that are passing heartbeat laws. Texas is right on the verge of passing a law that would make it so people that you can't get an abortion up through the 15th week, after the 15th week of your pregnancy. So that's just such good news. And there's a lot of states that are doing the same kind of thing. They're passing laws that protect the preborn. And Catherine has an amazing personal story that she was actually held down on the table in an abortion clinic when she was in college. She changed her mind. She tried to leave, and they held her down.
They were forcing her.
God unleashed a powerhouse on this whole issue as a result of that. Catherine went on to finish her degree and then turned around and began to fight for the rights of the unborn and even the mothers. Abortion hurts women, and that truth is not out there. Abortion hurts women. And you know, that's just kind of kept quiet as everybody screams for health reproductive rights. And you know what? Could we speak about these rights honestly and tell the truth? So that's one of the things that Catherine's going to be talking about.
Excellent.
And of course, we'll have our baby of the year. You know, there's good stuff happening at CareNet. I mean, even through 2020, we served over 3,000 individuals in our ministries, in our three locations on the Treasure Coast. That's pretty cool stuff.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting to share what God's doing, even in the midst of some pretty tumultuous days that we live in right now.
Wow. And I know your the ministry is obviously to women, but it's also to entire families, isn't it?
I was just looking at how many men's sessions that we did last year, and even in 2020, we had 160 men that we ministered to as we were ministering to their moms.
How does that work? Is that in a one-on-one counsel session?
Yes, it is. Oh, okay. It is. When a woman comes in for an ultrasound, that's the time when her family is most likely to come with her and her partner as well. So we will invite him back to speak with our men's counselor. And out of those sessions has come some men's mentoring sessions that Kevin has been able to do. Dads play a huge role in what a mom does about this unplanned pregnancy. And if we have an opportunity to interact with him, sometimes we can empower him to speak up on behalf of the baby. There's so many men whose rights were totally trampled when it comes to this baby. And so giving him the words to say, to interact with his girlfriend, can make all the difference sometimes in saving the baby's life. We have watched it take place. I love it.
Wow. And in the process, a whole lot more is saved, you know.
The family is sometimes a paradigm shift takes place that changes the whole trajectory of that family as a result of dad becoming empowered. Wow, that's amazing.
That's tremendous. That is tremendous. So you have the banquet coming up, but there's a cutoff date.
Yes, there is an important cutoff date. Okay. September 13th is the RSVP cutoff date. And we have to do that so that we have the people seated and we have done everything that we need to do with the Mid-Florida Event Center. So September 13th, we need your RSVP by then. And we have a lot of table hosts that are representing their churches, and I know that there's one at your churches, so find out who that table host is. You can call the center at any time and ask for Jane, who is our event specialist, and ask her, who's the table host in my church? Just call 772-828-3168 and ask for Jane. Or you can just go to CareNetBanquet.com and put your RSVP in right now. Even as we speak, you can do that. Sign up for either Thursday night, the 23rd, or Friday night, the 24th.
Well, this is really important to get these cutoff dates in because, Sue, you know that I have crawled under the wire more than once.
My lips
I hate to admit I crawled under the wire as the lights were dimming along with my family.
Jonathan.
Well, no, not quite that bad, but I tell you, this is it's an impactful night, and we like to go as a family. I love to have my boys there with us because the Holy Spirit touches hearts.
That's right.
And it really is a time of ministry.
Yeah.
And your guests are always powerful.
Yeah.
And the message is so timely and so great to hear that there are some positive things happening in the midst of all the negative. Well, I don't know if you know Aiden.
Hi, Aiden.
Hi.
Aiden is he is an intern with us here at the station.
Fantastic.
And Aiden is, he's learning what we do, and we're trying to, between his studies, fill him up with a little bit of the information that that we have here, and maybe let him interact with us and bring a little more youthful perspective to some things. So, Aiden, since we have the director of CareNet with us today, what's on your mind in reference to the value of life, and how does that impact you?
I think it's very, very important subject, to say the least. And let me just start off by saying I am pro-life.
That's good.
Let's
to know.
Get that out of the way.
Oh, good, good, good.
And it's just amazing. It is one of the most important issues in politics, in my opinion, today.
I agree.
It's amazing what you guys just do on a daily basis and monthly and yearly for many different families. So
thank you. Thank you.
So Aiden, as far as you're a part of a homeschool organization, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, is it a part of your curriculum in the homeschool that you all are kind of introduced to these topics, such as life, and if so, how does that happen?
Well, my schooling, let's just say, start off, I don't think it really has politics per se in it, as in it has research and projects, and that, for example, I'm about to do a debate. We could have done one on that or whatever subject.
Okay.
Politically.
Mm-hmm.
But in my class, let's just say no one wanted to be on the other side of that argument defending abortion. So that kind of went out the window.
But it was discussed. I mean,
a little bit. Yeah, yes, okay. It was. But.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you know this or not, but there is evidence out there. There's research to support the fact that a child's view of when life begins is formed by the age of 12. That makes life a really important subject to cover when kids are young. And you don't have to cover abortion real young. What you can cover is the fetal development and the fact that there is a heartbeat by 21 days. And some of this very, that there is fingerprints by 10 weeks is incredible. And that's enough to blow a kid's mind. But showing pictures of fetal development and talking about that can sometimes be, for any moms and dads listening out there, I mean, that's super powerful with kids.
And then you're not talking politics. You're not dealing with the political side of it. You're actually looking at the creative design and the scientific.
Yes. If you would ask me if abortion's political, I would say absolutely not.
Yeah,
it's moral. It's moral.
It is moral.
But our society has made it political. So you're right about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it truly isn't. It has everything to do with the moral fortitude
Amen.
Within a person. I should just mention here, I know Jane's going to say, you didn't mention this. I should mention that the banquet is a fundraiser. And we don't recommend that young kids are there because
Okay.
of that. It's,
that's good.
And also, with having Catherine there, she may be talking about some pretty brutal stuff, and,
yep.
and we do need to be careful of our children's ears.
Mm-hmm.
You know, first rule, do no harm. And so everything should be presented accurately
Got
and
it.
Appropriately with children.
Yeah.
So
my children are older, so
yes,
you know,
I know
they're both adults.
I know.
So
that's right.
And I'm glad you clarified that, because I just wasn't even thinking about that. But
I get it.
Certainly it is a very real evening where things are covered in a powerful spiritual, but also a very strong communicated perspective as well. All right, so that is great. Your conference was good.
I feel like I've been drinking from a fire hose.
What happens at a, this was what, a pro-life conference?
It was a pro-life conference. There was about 1,200 people there.
Wow.
So, I mean, that's from, no, what am I, yeah, there was about 1,200 people from over 1,100 pregnancy centers across the nation.
Mm.
And there were workshops on everything from ultrasounds and medical stuff to how to present abstinence to teenagers, to talking to our clients in the counseling room and understanding how to compassionately approach this from the perspective of someone who's been there, done that, and knowing how to communicate with her is just, and him, because as you know, we speak to the men as well.
Right.
And there's reasons why abortion is feeling like a viable option to guys and girls, and we need to caringly approach that. We talk about the fact that we care front at CareNet. We don't confront, we care front, because we care. A lot of our counselors have had an abortion, so they understand what this girl, what this guy is really going through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the perspective that we come from when we're talking with him and her in the counseling room. So
Sue, what would you say to the part of our family today that's listening, saying, well, you know, why Christians don't have this problem? We're talking about a condition that's in the world. So how would you address that?
Well, I would just tell this story. Roland Warren, the president, the national president of CareNet, had a friend, well, a relationship that he developed over many, many years, that was a man who was an abortion clinic worker. He did abortions, and Roland kept inviting him to come to church. And one day, this abortionist turned on him and said, Roland, the day that your people and your churches stop coming to us for their abortions will be the day that I will come to church.
Wow.
Guys, abortion is in the church. It is in the church. The stat that I have right here, which is actually an out-of-date stat, I believe, that there are 74% of abortions are being done to in a crisis state for people that attend church.
74%?
Yes, 74% of abortion. Let me see if I have this correct one here. Yes, guys, it is in the church, and we need to understand.
That's painful. I mean, it's hard to believe.
You stop and think about the crises of faith that a person is facing when they are thinking about getting an abortion. Many times they are in the church, and the church is the ones that they feel will judge their decision to choose this, make this choice. And so they want to keep it quiet.
Just the stigma with being pregnant.
The stigma with being pregnant. And so they make a choice for abortion and regret it for the rest of their life.
Yeah. That still is a stigma that's perceived.
Absolutely it is. Absolutely it is.
You know, I hear people in the Christian community make comments like, it would be unjust to have a child, bring a child into this world today.
You mean what?
How do you address that?
What would I say to that?
Yes.
Well, first of all, I'd give them a chance to talk about that, because this world is a very scary place right now.
It is.
Now. But the reality is that you're making a decision right now, another wrong decision, which is going to add to the other wrong decision. And two wrongs never make a right. You do the right thing. You do the next right thing as a child of God, always. And then you trust God to walk you through it. You always do the next right thing based upon what the Word of God has to say. And that's how you make any tough decision. You don't justify a wrong decision because you think that it will make other things right. A wrong decision won't do that.
Never will. Let's give that contact information out again and the deadline.
Okay. The RSVP deadline is September 13th. The phone number you can call for more information is 772-828-3168, or you can go to carenetbanquet.com and do your reservation right now.
Okay, if my dear wife is listening, we should be doing that right now.
she just probably have to decide which night you want to come. Thursday night or Friday.
Yeah, which night we want to come. Yeah, for sure.
And
for
she
sure.
needs to discuss that with you, Jonathan.
This is a pastor's wife that knows that
she
there's
knows
more
the
than one calendar,
oh,
right?
My, yes.
Yeah. And my wife is always telling me, she's like, why is it that everybody thinks that I know everything about your schedule? She said, I know almost nothing about your schedule unless it's a very purposeful thing. Well, Sue, we just can't say thank you enough to the work that's done. And I know people are coming to Jesus. Lives are being saved. People are being saved from a life of regrets. And this impacts future generations in such a huge way. And we're so glad that you came in, and so glad that CareNet is a partner with us here at WCNO. And we want to do everything we can to get the word out. Would you mind just lifting up a prayer over the organization? I wish we had more time because we could talk about what's going on at the centers. And I know you're growing. And so people just need to come to the banquet.
That's right.
To catch up on everything that's
exactly.
taking place.
Yes.
Thank you.
Father God, we thank you right now for all that you are doing, for the fact that you are alive and well, even when circumstances would try to tell us otherwise. We're glad, God, you're bigger than the circumstances in the life of our clients, and you're bigger than the circumstances in the whole world, because you are God. And we're grateful for that, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will empower your people to do the next right thing always, not just in the big decisions, but even in the little ones, because that's how we successfully live a joyous and successful Christian life. Thank you, God, for being in charge. And thank you, God, for working in our lives today. Amen.
Amen. Well, Sue, you're welcome to hang out with us here for the next few minutes. I believe you're going to do some recording.
I am.
And I believe we have Ma and Paul that are now in the studio. And let's see what kind of wisdom they have for us today. Well, if you're like most Christians, well, we pray this is the case, that you're faithful in prayer. We pray that's the case. You trust God is hearing your prayers. You understand that He answers every prayer. You also know that he answers prayer in accordance with his perfect will. Sometimes his will and your expectations are very different. Ma and Paul know this too, but like us, they're a work in progress, still growing in their faith and spiritual strength. So sometimes they pray for needs and don't see a movement of God. God didn't fail them. They are just about to experience a season of spiritual growth. Such is the case with Paul today.
Hey, Ma, I got to talk with you.
Well, you don't need to yell, Pa. I know my ears ain't new, but I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, I know. I'm just a bit frustrated right now. I mean, there's so much going on here at the farm what needs some godly power on it.
Pa, you're shaking like a dog what needs to be warmed. Take a minute and just sit a spell.
I guess I need a space of peace, Ma. I've been out on the property, you know, taking a look at all the things what need to be done, to be fixed. It's kind of overwhelming.
Pa, I know a lot of stuff got put off for a while when I was sick, and you were working hard, pretty hard, doing my jobs, and well, yours too.
Yeah, that's true, but, you know, a farm is a living thing. It needs constant attention, and if it don't wait for folks to play catch-up, it just keeps moving on.
Well, I know that, Pa. I've been working this farm with you for several decades. You ain't telling me anything new.
I'm sorry, Ma. It's just I've been praying a lot lately for God and his help. Well, since he healed you, those everyday chores are nearly caught up. You got right in the thick of it again. But, and this is no reflection on you, Ma, some things are still out of whack.
Like what, Pa?
Well, them cows are still off their milking schedule. Well, they're so full of milk, they've been walking bow-legged. Well, the hens got two or three eggs in their laying boxes. The pigs ain't getting all the slop they need. Why, just yesterday, I saw one of them looking at a takeout menu from the Chinese restaurant downtown.
Oh, Pa, now you're pulling my leg.
Well, only a little bit. You know, the point I'm trying to make is that I'm looking at a ton of things that all need to be taken care of, and I mean right now.
Now, listen up, Pa.
Now, it's things you don't get involved with, Ma. For instance, the transmission on the tractor needs to be adjusted because it ain't always going into second, you know? And the rollers on the barn door got to be checked and either old or replaced. And the hen house, oh, Ma, there's nearly an eternity of things to do there.
Okay, Pa, I get it. You got a healthy passel of things to do, but listen.
But that's not all, Ma. I got to get seed for planting in the South 40. Fences need mending. And if I don't get a new hemorrhoid cushion for the tractor seat.
Pa, just be quiet for a minute. Now, you know all them things what are important for you, they're also important to God. You know that, don't you?
Well, of course I do, Ma.
Well then, what have you done to get God involved? Did you put all your concerns into prayer?
Of course I have. I mean, it's been the first thing I do in the morning and the last thing I do at the end of the day. I've been praying nonstop, asking the Lord to help me get all them things done.
Pa, did you ever think?
And I can't see where he's done anything to help me with all of that. I mean, not one thing.
Now, just a minute,
me,
Pa.
Ma, listen, a farm. Farm is what you might call a precarious position. Everything is kind of delicate balance, you know. One thing gets out of whack, and then another, and before you know it, the whole shebang just falls apart. I've been praying, but God hasn't answered.
Now be quiet. Let me speak a minute, Pa. While you've been caterwauling and such about God not answering your prayers, I've been trying to tell you just how he has been taking care of all your needs, but you just won't listen.
You what? He?
Yes, I got up this morning, I milked the cows, I picked up the eggs in the hen house, and I slopped the pigs. And then old Ted Foster came by yesterday, would you order a seed? Which I guess you forgot you ordered. Mm. And he noticed the squeaky barn door rollers, so he oiled them for you.
Oh, well, I guess I learned a thing or two about humility, ain't I, Ma? I mean, all the while I've been complaining, God's been answering my prayers.
Yep, looks like it, Pa. I know you've been under a lot of strain for the last few weeks. I can forgive you for sure.
Thanks, Ma. You know, I guess my faith needs more strength. I shouldn't have doubted God. So I guess all I gotta do is fix the fence post and the tractor.
Not even that, Pa. When Ted was out there delivering the seed, I told him about those other things. And then he's sending his son out tomorrow to take care of all that.
Oh, Ma, I'm so thankful. I learned something today. You know, God answers prayer in his own way and in his own time. I ain't got any right to criticize him. Instead, I'm going to repent and be very thankful for all of his grace.
That's the spirit, Pa. You take a rest today, and after Ted's son finishes with your tractor, you can do all the planting you need to do.
I'm going to do just that, Ma. But, you know, the only thing left I need to do is get a new hemorrhoid cushion for the tractor seat.
Well, no, you don't. I got one on order for you. Should be coming by Amazon day after tomorrow. In the meantime, you can sit here on this bag of marshmallows.
Well, it looks like Paul has received a ton of grace today. Not only was all of his prayers answered, but additional grace came his way in the form of some godly edification on prayer and the nature of God. Christian, pray with the assurance that God always listens and he will answer your prayers out of his perfect wisdom and in his perfect time, even if you need a bag of marshmallows.
Amen.
So glad to have you listening today. This is Wednesday Live, coming to you from WCNO in Palm City, Florida, 89.9. And we have a couple minutes left, and I've got to pick on Aiden. So, Aiden, the last thing that I had planned with you 3 weeks ago was to be a part of some interviews with some authors. And I heard tell that you are working on a book of your own.
Yes, I am.
How's that coming?
Definitely got a long way to go. A lot of editing, adding more stuff in here and there, and just slowly but surely.
Okay. Well, we had a couple authors. One had written a book that was for children, and that had something to do with the Big Boogaloo or something like that, a big dog. Great, great book. Great.
Oh, for the beluga or something.
Beluga. There you go. There you go. Well, I got it close. You know,
close,
you guys
close.
Always get me on my word.
I think it was you that read the book.
I did read
Sorry,
the book.
I had to get that in.
And I could tell you the full story. But anyhow, we may have the author come back. But then we also had Pastor Rick Addison's son who came in, Eric, and he has written a really interesting novel, and it has to do with the thief in the story of course from the scripture. So a tremendous book. Now I don't read novels, but I ended up reading both of those, and it was quite great. Mm-hmm. And so I mentioned to you, Aiden, that we are going to be having another author very soon, and mm-hmm. her parents were both survivors of the Holocaust. Mm-hmm. And a painful story to read, the first early chapters, but then as you get into it, their lives begin to shift. And so I know you'll be ready when that rolls around here. I just I wondered if you have been working on some questions that you're going to ask these authors when they start showing up.
Yes,
you have. Okay, what have you been thinking would be important to find out from an author that's writing?
Well, I was wondering, what is your goal with this book or books, depending on how many?
What's the message?
Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
For example, if there's a specific point that you're trying to point out to the reader.
Okay.
Also, what is your demographic group? Is there a specific age group that you're going for? Or.
Good.
And then last but not least, what is your favorite thing about being an author?
Mm. Uh-huh. I think those are pretty good questions. What do you think, Dave?
Yeah, those are very good. I wouldn't have thought of those myself.
Yeah.
You know, if I wrote a book, the only demographic question I'd have is I'd be aiming for people that could afford the book. But maybe more than that.
So what do you think, Sue? Do you think Aiden's,
I think he sounds like he's going places.
He's on track. Yeah. I think absolutely. So, too. Yeah, we see that with Aiden. So that's pretty awesome, and we're going to try to get him involved in doing some of those interviews as we move along. And he's been in here for several. And last week was really a popping week, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
We had a lot of stuff going on. Today we've had a great day as well. And so, Sue, anytime something's going on or you want to just give us a heads up and kind of put a little extra push on things, you can give us a shout.
I appreciate it's
always,
that.
Always That's good to have you come into the studio as well. And we do want to remind you that October is coming. October will be our next prayer and share. And, of course, at that event, we'll be coming to you daily from 7 a.m. until 6 o'clock. And we will be lifting up your prayer request as well as your praise reports. And we will be looking for God's